It's Wednesday, which is when we run the Day-to-Day Book Report. Today, we're sitting in the Kitty section. We begin with an attempt by Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca to find the facts behind the fairy tales about getting a children's book published.
Gene Fiwell compares Kitty Lit to modern art. Everyone thinks they could write a children's book, like everyone thinks they can splatter paint on a canvas and be Jackson Pollock. Fiwell is the publisher for Scholastic, which prints and distributes more children's books than any publishing house in the world.
I've stopped telling people that I work in children's publishing because they very often have a story about a crooked Christmas tree or a story that they've told their children as they were growing up.
Stephen Mooser knows what people will say when he tells them he's a children's book author.
It's usually, oh, how cute. Isn't that wonderful? You know, of course, I'd do that too if I wasn't doing something more important.
Mooser is also the president of the Society of Children's Book Writers and Illustrators. He says that publishing houses receive in excess of 10,000 submissions each year. The time and attention it takes to craft a good children's book weeds out more than 90% of the aspiring authors, and the ones who are published have achieved a high level of quality. Usually. For instance, there's Propeller One-Way Night Coach, a fable for all ages.
Liz was not to be found, so I opened the door to the cockpit anyway.
It is the story of a boy's first airplane trip. That boy is John Travolta.
There were three men facing forward, so they didn't see me enter. I only caught part of the story one was telling, but it was about some stewardess that they had all flown with and how she treated the crew really well. And at the end of some trip to Boston from Washington, they were all quite satisfied. Only later did I realize, when I was older, that they were probably referring to sex or something.
Highly publicized examples such as that do nothing but embolden potential writers and drive submissions. As we speak, many thousands of attempted children's books gather in the inboxes and corridors of big publishing houses. These stories of adventuresome dick-dicks and lesson-learning kangaroos will never be read by an editor because they showed up at the publisher's door unannounced.
It's called The Slush Pile.
Scholastic's Gene Fiwell.
We receive thousands of unsolicited manuscripts every year, but we have now instituted a policy that we don't read them anymore.
But to give some writers a chance, the editors at Scholastic have a pizza party every month or so, where they grab some manuscripts off the slush pile. Fiwell selected 20 off the pile and read one cover letter for me.
The letter starts with somebody drinking a cup of coffee. Their child comes into the room, and the book ends up being a story about a cup of coffee.
It is a clear reject, as is the proposal for a multi-part series instead of one book. The pitch is obsessed with potential product tie-ins, and the many instances of bad rhyming. Fiwell again reaches into the slush pile and picks up a photograph of a man dressed up as his character.
They'll send pictures of their characters that they want to develop, you know, which also can be scary.
Yeah, this is sort of an albino version of the San Diego Chicken.
Exactly.
Of the 20 manuscripts that Fiwell read, there was one that deserved a second look. A story about the loss of a stuffed animal, told with sensitivity. And all that author got was a nicely worded letter telling her to keep at it, try to get an agent, and refine her craft. Because after all, not everyone can write a good children's book. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.